Past the gates of Wayava Correctional Facility, a handful of inmates are walking through rows of cabbage and ong choy. One of them is George Goines, who's been on the farm since 6:30 this morning.
And then that's beets, and we got our new strawberries, and then that's the green lettuce, and we got celery. And then pretty soon the sweet potatoes and the sweet yams is going to be ready. Pineapples over there.
George has been working on Wayava's 3.5-acre farm for 14 months now. He's serving time for meth trafficking and other drug-related crimes.
Yes, this is the beginning. From here, we rinse off the dirt and put it inside the aquaponics system.
The upper half of the farm is devoted to aquaponics, growing plants in water using fish waste as fertilizer. A 1,000-gallon tank filled with around 350 tilapia pumps water through a closed-cycle system. The water from the fish tank feeds a variety of crops growing in 16 beds.
The experience of raising this fish, you know, and to see this, how nice and big these vegetables get, because, you know, I don't see green onions this big in the store. These are giants.
George enjoys getting his hands dirty and has found the hard work rewarding. But it's not just the gardening he loves. George says it's an opportunity to get outside.
I'm dedicated 7 days a week to this place. Gets me out of the building. I go crazy in the building. With 100 different personalities, boy, they can drive you nuts. It's a whole lot more to do out here than in there. 4 to 6 weeks, the lettuce is, you know, in and out. Time moves by really fast. You don't count in the days now, you just count the harvest.
The veggies go directly to the prison kitchen. Whatever's left over is donated to facilities at OCCC or Halava. Inmate Jason Apo is grateful for all the healthy meals.
And then the kitchen guys, they do wonders with all the stuff. A lot of beef stir fries, pork stir fries, chicken and squash, and, you know, utilize whatever we got here. It's good for the health too, the antioxidants in the foods. Keeps us sustainable and keeps us healthy and good for the body.
Milton Sato has supervised the farm program since it began about 15 years ago. He says the farm covers about 80% of Wayava's salad and produce needs, bringing in as much as 10,000 pounds a month.
Some of them really enjoy farming. They're here to learn and get used to getting back into the workforce. So they learn how to fertilize, they learn how to cultivate, harvest, everything else that goes with vegetable farming.
Sato says while he doesn't have the funding or manpower to expand the farm's acreage, he does see room for growth with the aquaponics. Thanks to a grant from the Hawaii Community Foundation, Sato will be adding 2 more 50-foot beds later this year. Back on the farm, Jason reflects on his time at Wayava.
It's good therapy here, you know, looking at the mountains, the trees, and just getting back to nature, pretty much where we came from.
Out of the 334 prisoners at the minimum security prison, only 15 work in the garden. Jason says he's honored to be one of them.
Oh, they're always checking us out from the window over there, watching us guys harvest. Hey, what did you guys harvest today? And I always tell them, oh, we did about 40 cases of lettuce and then 20 cases of white stem cabbage. Good to, you know, put your hard work and you see it paying off in the end when we get to eat it, and then it tastes good. That's the plus of this whole thing, yeah? And learning about, you know, teamwork, good camaraderie with the boys.
While farming was not something familiar to most of them, inmates like George are hoping to make it a part of their future.
But I think it'd be interesting for my kids. You know, they like it because I like it.
Similar farm programs are also in place at the Kauai Community Correctional Center and the Women's Prison in Kailua. Molly Solomon for HPR News.